Good morning, we're Tehillim Chayodim, Klal of Tess. And we're having one last point over here in regards to Siman Aleph. Now, we spoke about a situation where you have a minyan mitzumsum and you wait for 9 people to respond. And if you cannot do that, you can rely on, even if one person is yashim, you'll have 8 people responding. And Mishnah Berurah brought an opinion which said, even if you don't have 8, as long as you have a rov, you can rely on that as well. So a shul, which is in a situation where they need to wait for, because they have a minyan in the sumsum, they have a 10 people, 11 or 12 people, so, and people have to get to work, and that's a valid need to go for pranosa, and they can't start davening earlier because sometimes it's just not an option to start davening earlier because of the zmanim, or because of people getting there, etc. So, waiting for some people daven and take a long time, so they can start chazaras hashatz. In the case of a bidyum situation, if you would have 6 people responding, so you have the chazan and six people responding, so even though you have 3 people which are still davening, you could start chazaras hashatz. So b'shas atchak, a person can rely on that. Preferably, you should wait till you at least have 8 people which have finished. If you have the chazan and 8 people, so you have, even though you only have one person who's still davening, that's the din of the yashin and the mistarif, if you need to. Okay, how long is called that people are davening long? And maybe the problem is that people are davening quick. So I don't have to daven, this person is waiting a long time. But what about, how long? So there's an inyan of waiting for the rav. The reason why you wait for the rav is not because of the inyan of kavod harav, because we assume that the rav is davening at a pace which is appropriate in halacha. A person should daven in such a way that he's saying the words with appropriate reverence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not slurring the words, not rushing through them, not saying them without kavana, etc. So there are some unique individuals who are able to do that, even if they daven very quickly. But many people, if they daven quickly, will not be able to do that. So we assume that the person who's davening, the rav is davening in such a way which is appropriate. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, in a situation where there's no rav there, you should wait for a person who davens and says the words, mila b'mila. He says each word independently and separately. That's the appropriate thing to wait. Rabbi Benjamin Zilber, in his Shuvas, the name of his Shuvas Ever is Oz Nidberu, he was a Poisek, lived in Bnei Brak. So he has the following Ha'ara. Let's say you have a Tzibur of 100 people, a nice large Tzibur, Baruch Hashem. And of those Tzibur, you have a few people which daven quickly, you have a minion or so, people daven quickly. So now, one of them is the Chazan for the Yom. See, he finishes his Tefillah quickly, there's no Rav. And there's 10 people which are ready to listen, and they're good listeners even. So you could really start Chazaras Hashatz, you'll have 10 people which will listen, etc. He says you can't start yet, because the Chazan's job is there to be Motzi the Tzibur. Well, the Rav of the Tzibur is still davening. So it's not his job is not to be Motzi the minion of the 10 people which already have finished. His job is to be Motzi the Tzibur. And since Rav the Tzibur is still davening, he should not start Chazaras Hashatz. Now, if you notice, we said over here that even if one person is davening, we should wait until he's Messiah. So one reason we should wait until he's Messiah is because we want to have 10 people answering. But the Shulchan Aruch says, even in a situation where you already have 10 people listening, and one person is still davening, it's appropriate, given, and if there's no other considerations why you have to start Chazaras Hashatz, it's appropriate to wait for him as well to be mezakeh that person in answering Kedusha. So why shouldn't he get the opportunity to answer Kedusha by Shachris and by Mincha, or answer Kaddish by Marav? Why shouldn't he have the opportunity as well? So it's appropriate to wait. But Rabbi Binyamin Zilber is saying that even though over there it's just a Mila, it's appropriate to wait. But in the case where the Rav of the Tzibur is still davening, it's the Chazan, by starting Chazaras Hashatz, is basically usurping for himself authority which he has no right to do. He's no longer the representative of the Tzibur, because the majority of the Tzibur is still davening. And that's the point that he's adding, that this is a common issue. You have in some shuls, you have some people which are quick daveners, and they are getting impatient, and they want the chazan to start. And they're going, no, 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 no. And that's wrong for them to do that, and thereby push the chazan to start, when really it's the majority of the tzibur has a right to have chazor sashatz belong to them as well, which he's taking away from them by doing so, and he's taking away from them something which really belongs to them, and that's definitely inappropriate for the person to do that. If there's some type of convention which the shul makes up because of the needs for the tzibur to get on to finish davening quickly, to be able to get to work, etc., that would be the, if the majority of the tzibur agrees to that up front, so that's the arrangement that they made. But then it would have to be something which the tzibur would be given an opportunity to weigh in on, or that there's a rav, the rav can be machriya, that that's the appropriate way to deal with the issues. But barring that that has been addressed, so it's the chazan has to wait for the rav of the tzibur. Have a good day.